Japan's well over $1 billion in sales from the U.S. the last several years. It's our number one focus, especially this year. We're coming out of a year in 2015 where we saw quite a bit of competition out of Australia, especially as saw some liquidation of their herd due to drought. And we're starting to see that shift now where we're starting to see shorter supplies in Australia. And that combined with our timing, where we're having a little bit larger supply of the beef herd, it's good timing for us to get more aggressive than ever in trying to get some of this share back in Australia, be it retail, food service. It's really one of our focuses.
Hallstrom says the competition factor plays very heavily in getting more U.S. beef into Japan and other countries.
I mean, we're not the only ones that have figured out about the incremental margin in some of these countries. Brazil, Australia, Uruguay, even India have become real aggressive competitors, Mexico and Canada as well. So when we're approaching these markets, we're definitely approaching them looking at, how do we compete against domestic production, but probably more so, how do we compete against some of these main global competitors that I just mentioned.
And Hallstrom says U.S. beef is considered a gold standard to those who import it.
We have a very different product. Many of our competitors globally are grass-fed, and we tend to have that nice intramuscular fat with the taste experience. And this is a lot about what we do as we go in, and we may be more expensive, and in a lot of cases we are, but it's worth it. And we sell that value opportunity, that taste experience. That's our number one focus in a lot of these markets.
So the U.S. Meat Export Federation continues their efforts to get more U.S. beef into Japan and other markets across seas. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.